A few years ago, writer, photographer, chef Maureen Aboud quit her job in Chicago and moved to San Francisco to follow her passion and attend culinary school. She has a cookbook called Rosewater and Orange Blossoms and a blog by the same name, which she writes from her current home in East Lansing. Her work has been published in the Huffington Post, the Chicago Tribune, and the Washington Post, just to name a few. And she joins us today to share some ideas for what to cook this season. Welcome back, I should say, Maureen Aboud. This is not your first time to the program.
Good morning. Thank you. It's great to be back.
We're in the harvest season right now. What fruits and vegetables do you find yourself using in the kitchen here in Michigan?
This is such a great time of year for cooking. I have been working with apples constantly. The apples, the many varieties right now that we're able to get are exciting. They're delicious, all of the heirloom varieties. And I'm a sweet freak, so I've been making a lot of apple pies and all kinds of apple chips and apple cake. You name it, I'll make it with an apple.
What are the best varieties to cook with? Are there a few that rise to the top?
Absolutely. Well, the Honeycrisp tastes delicious. They're a great eating apple, and they're a little bit pricey to cook with, but they are delicious to bake with. Spies make a wonderful, delicious pie. What you're looking for is a little bit of tartness in the apple. A variety of apples are really great for a pie as well. You could use a mix. Go down the row where you see a variety of apples and take one of each and use five or six big apples, and you'll get a really nice flavor combination doing that.
You mentioned baking. You mentioned apple pies. What are some of your favorite ways to use apples, to cook with apples?
I really enjoy making apple chips. That's something I started making a couple of years ago. The chips are like a dehydrated, crunchy apple chip. And you can sweeten them with cinnamon sugar, or you can just put the cinnamon on, or nothing at all. These are really fun, and children really like these too. I like to make those. Applesauce, of course, is always a winner, and it can be used savory, you know, with pork chops or any kind of pork roast. That's a great way, especially as the apples begin to age. You can still use them. You don't have to throw them away. They're wonderful baked in the oven. Take the core out, put a little bit of butter and walnuts and, again, the cinnamon, which makes a great combination with the apples. So your apples all the way, you know, they last a long time, but if they start to age, you can still use them and bake something delicious.
I understand you brought something to share. What do you have?
I did. Well, this is also pumpkin season, and I'm not a huge pumpkin fan, but I love the seeds, pumpkin seeds. So I brought you some roasted pumpkin seeds, and these have za'atar spice on them, which is the classic Lebanese herb combination of dried wild thyme, sumac, sesame, and a little bit of salt.
Wonderful.
I think you're smiling. I think that's a good sign.
I've been enjoying one or two here while you've been answering. Those are wonderfully seasoned.
Aren't they
really
delicious?
Special.
They have a nice crunch to them, a lot of chew and a lot of fiber, but it's just such a... You roast them in the oven with some olive oil. First, you have to get them out of the pumpkin. And I sort of tell myself, well, I don't have to make a beautifully carved pumpkin just to get the seeds out. I'm really after the seeds.
Yeah.
But then my husband stepped in last night and carved a beautiful pumpkin for me. But to get the seeds out, you scoop them out and then put them in a big, huge bowl of water and agitate them with your hands. And you'll find that they separate nicely from all of the stringy interior of the pumpkin.
Chef Maureen Aboud of East Lansing is talking to us about cooking here during the harvest season. Tell us more about za'atar. What is that?
This very classic Lebanese spice blend. It's fresh tasting. It's very citrusy tasting because of the sumac that's in it. Dried thyme, wild thyme, which is a special, you can't just use thyme that you buy at the grocery store. It's imported from Lebanon. It has a little bit different flavor from standard dried thyme. And then the sumac, which is a dried, bright, citrusy powder, sesame seeds. And then I like to use a little bit of salt in with the za'atar. You're always going to want to add it in. So taste your za'atar. If it doesn't have any salt in it, add salt to whatever you're using the za'atar on. And I take za'atar everywhere. I put it on roasted potatoes, the pumpkin seeds here. I think it's just, I love it on popcorn. It's delicious on bread. You can use it as a dip mixed with olive oil with bread. And it's just different, something
it's
different.
Versatile.
Mm-hmm, very versatile. And it's a bright flavor. It's really enjoyable.
We're going to be posting these recipes on our website after the show, by the way, wkar.org. Just follow the links to current state. Is the harvest season a good opportunity for you to tap into your Lebanese heritage? I mean, here in terms of the pumpkin seeds, it would seem that it is.
It is. And what I enjoyed about the pumpkin seeds is that I took a really classic herb, a really classic spice blend, and I did something new and different with it, and by mixing it with the pumpkin seeds. And my book is called Fresh and Classic Recipes, so I like to do both things, something new and something traditional. This is a great time for Lebanese recipes because the Lebanese cook so well, so seasonally, using whatever is at harvest. And because we cook in such a healthy way, mm-hmm. using extra virgin olive oil, lots of herbs, spices like the za'atar, we don't need to go into a whole lot of fats that aren't as good for you, mm-hmm. or deep frying to get great flavor. So by roasting the pumpkin seeds, you can roast Brussels sprouts, sweet potatoes. The butternut squash right now is wonderful. Get a sheet pan, heat it up, throw your vegetable on there, and with maybe some red onion and olive oil, a little bit of salt and pepper, and you've just created a really delicious side dish or even a main.
So that's kind of a saltier pumpkin treat. But I understand you have a pumpkin recipe to satisfy the sweet tooth as well. Pumpkin bundt cakes. Sounds great.
Those are really delicious, and they're darling. They're mini. I like to make them in a mini bundt pan. And because I'm not, I joke on my blog about how I'm not a huge pumpkin spice fan, but these cakes have a chocolate glaze over the top, and the chocolate marries really well with the flavor of a pumpkin cake. Mm. And they're really pretty and just delicious. If you can find the miniature bundt pans, you can make those. You can turn them out, and you have maybe 8 for the recipe, and you can cut them in half. Don't have to eat a whole one yourself. But they're beautiful and delicious. You could use this recipe using a loaf pan or a large size bundt pan as well.
Chef Maureen Abood of East Lansing is our special guest here on Current State. She has a cookbook called Rosewater and Orange Blossoms. We've been talking about cooking for the harvest season here. Any general tips for roasting vegetables?
I really do love it's like a roasted pan meal, because if you have to get a heavy sheet pan. It's worth the investment. They come in packs of 2 a lot of times. The heavier sheet pan won't warp or bend in the oven, and it will heat up really nicely. Get that nice and hot at a really high temperature, maybe 500 degrees. Take, for example, Brussels sprouts. Cut them in half. Trim them a little bit on the end. Cut them in half. Drizzle them with olive oil. Get a nice red onion and slice it into wedges. And stir all of that with a little bit of salt and pepper. You could use za'atar too there. And then spread them out on the hot sheet pan carefully. You'll hear it sizzle. And you know that this is going to just create a very nice, toasty exterior on whatever it is that you're roasting. Mm. Put them back in. Go for it. You've got to watch. Keep an eye out on whatever you're baking. As it gets baked, roasted, it will get a really nice crustiness on it, and then soften in the middle. Take it out of the oven, and I like to drizzle a little more olive oil over mm-hmm. top before serving. Mm-hmm. Serve it hot. They're delicious. They're also delicious the next day, cold, you know, for lunch.
Let's finish with a classic here, fried chicken. What's special about your fried chicken?
My fried chicken is not deep fried, which is one thing that I love about it. My mother taught me how to make oven fried chicken, and it's a little bit healthier, and it's just as good. And it's dredged in flour and then baked on a sheet pan, roasted on a sheet pan. You're getting a theme here that I like to cook this way. It is healthy and it imparts great flavor. But then what I like to do when I take the chicken out of the oven, again, I'll sprinkle some za'atar over top. And this is a really nice treat that I got the idea when I was on the photo shoot for my cookbook last summer. Yeah, there's a restaurant in Philadelphia that makes the za'atar fried chicken, and they sell it with donuts. So it's a really nice combo.
Yum.
It is yum.
Now, you're a photographer as well. Do you have much time to indulge your photography passion here alongside all of this cooking activity?
It really all goes together for me because I take all the photos of the food for my blog. And anyone who eats out with me knows I'm going to pull out my camera and go for it. But, you know, I like to make sure the lighting is right. And in Michigan, it's so inspiring to take photos because we're surrounded with so much natural beauty here. And our produce is so gorgeous. So I'm really always inspired, and I really want to capture. I don't want to let go of any moment without getting a photo.
Writer, chef, photographer Maureen Abood of East Lansing. She has a cookbook called Rosewater and Orange Blossoms and a blog by the same name. Nice to see you, Maureen.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for joining us.